Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. It's Monday. It's Monday. It's Monday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Good Monday morning. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, bringing it in hot and fresh this morning for you. So, McKenzie, I am the king of embarrassing myself and especially other people around me. That's why nobody on the show usually will be in public with me unless they're required to by our bosses. I'm wondering what could have happened that you got embarrassed and I wasn't there.
It was so funny. So we were at Starbucks yesterday for Sunday Funday. We're at Starbucks. My little girl and I are going through the drive-thru and she's so hilarious. So we're going and I asked for my drink and like a bunch. I get water too. And then I said, oh, excuse me, can I have straws? And I know, okay, they're taboo now, but I like straws. So I asked for the straws through the drive-through window, and as he, like, everyone's staring, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll get you straws. Lucy's like, no, Mom, no straws. Save the turtles! And she just, like, screams from the back.
I like turtles.
She says, no, straws are bad. Save the turtles! And everyone's looking, and I feel like literally I was so embarrassed. And she's right, but I'm sorry. I like straws. But she's like a little activist from the back seat. And then I felt guilty, and the guy's looking like, do you want these or not? Are you going to save the turtles or you want straws? And I was like, I'll take them, and then just put my head down. But through the drive-thru, people looked up because she screamed it as loud as she could. It was so funny.
God, that is so embarrassing.
It was embarrassing, though, because I felt shame like getting straws. I don't know why, but people frown upon you now. I do know why, because...
Well, it's because people don't throw them away. I don't think there's a problem with using straws. It's the fact that that people don't properly dispose of them, and then they end up in the garbage, and they end up, like, in the ocean, and then you see that one video of a giant turtle getting a Starbucks straw ripped out of its nose.
But she's like, Mom, why do you hate the turtles? Meh. Save the turtles! As we're driving through.
Live the Web Girl, what's up?
Well, I was just going to say, even if you do properly dispose of them in a trash can, they can go from landfills and go into the water, and that's what kills the sea turtles. So... even if you do properly dispose of them, they still can't do that.
It's true. And I mean, I've bought an $8 metal straw. I have the straws, blah, blah, blah.
And it killed a lady. You never hear about plastic straws killing people. Real straws kill people. Those metal ones do.
It's rough. I don't know. I know it's bad. But I also, I mean, here's the thing. When you drink coffee, and it stains your teeth. So that's why I use a straw.
Hey, can anybody make McKenzie feel like less embarrassed? Or maybe you have a story of equal humor. 833-563-2539. We're asking you this morning, what did your kid maybe blurt out in public or just do that totally embarrass the crap out of you? 833-563-2539. Let's go to Allie this morning. Hey, Allie, thank you for calling in. What did your kiddo do?
So we were having some discussions about keeping our downstairs areas clean. And my daughter was about 3, and I told her, you know, if you're not careful and you're not clean, you know, it could get some funky smells. And we were in Meijer, and we went by the seafood section, and she goes, oh, Mommy, what's that smell? And I said, well, I think it's the seafood, honey. She goes, I think it's your chat. Like, loud enough for the whole store to hear.
Oh, my God.
Was she right?
Joe!
No, she was not. Thank you very much.
Joe's worse than your 3-year-old.
I'm asking a question.
Sorry. I apologize for him. Well. That is hilarious. Did you just want to like sink your head down and get out of there?
Allie, thank you for calling in. 833-563-2539. We're going to another Allie. Man, we got a lot of Allies listening today. Hey, Allie, what did your kid blurt out? Kind of embarrassing.
Okay, so I was walking through the grocery store, and I was looking for lady things because it was my time of the month, and a gentleman in a well-dressed like suit was passing, and then Charlie, my little girl, she was like, Mommy, do you need these for your blood? Are you bleeding? Like, as loud as she possibly could. It was humiliating, and I was just like, oh, touch. She goes, why can't we tell people you're bleeding?
And they don't know, but I mean, like, how red did you get when that happened?
In front of the good-looking guy at the store, of course.
Exactly, the one hot dude there. Anonymous, so this must be bad if you're being anonymous. Anonymous, thank you for calling in this morning. What did your kid say, kind of blurt out in public, that embarrassed you?
Okay, so if you've ever had a premature child, your doctor will give you progesterone injections to make sure that you don't have another premature child when you're pregnant. Well, I had to take my daughter to my appointments with me, and my daughter decided she wanted to tell an entire elevator full of people that Mommy just got shots in her butt.
Shot, 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 shot. Everybody.
Oh, they're so cute and innocent, and they mean the best, but it's just embarrassing.
Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Melissa this morning. Melissa, what did your kid blurt out in public? Just embarrassed you.
Oh, so we were looking at a pet store last year, and my six-year-old, they were having, like, a puppy sale, and they had a bunch of cubicles set up, so the air was all open. And my six-year-old, we were looking at a little German Shepherd puppy, and she just screams out, "This puppy has a Johnson!"
Melissa, thank you for calling in this morning. There's the one thing about the kids is they're just so observant. They don't realize that there's no filter. They don't mean any ill intention.
Oh,
it's just so matter of fact.
When she was little one time, we were in the line. It's checking out the grocery store, and she screamed out, "Mommy, is that person in front of us a girl or a boy?" And the person was like, I could reach out and touch that person. It didn't matter, and I didn't know. And it was just, but it's so embarrassing. And then we had to just stand in line with, like, for 10 more minutes.
That question still holds true now. Like, kids are asking that all the time.
I'm like, I don't know. It's a wonderful person. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on.
Okay, well, little Lucy.
I like turtles.
There we go.
Yeah, she wants to save the turtles single-handedly, and apparently her mom's a turtle killer. So.
You are. Way to go.
Thanks.
Way to go, TK.
Yeah.
TK up in the house. All right, coming up next here, we're getting into some interesting things this morning, and I see this on our show rundown. Liv the Web Girl apparently does this, I guess, on vacation, and her whole family, her friends do it, and they're saying, oh yeah, everybody does this. I'm wondering if anybody else has actually done this, because I've never heard of this. We'll hear exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it and see if anybody else has got a story. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.